Welcome to Bell Podcast, powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Bell to Bell podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day and part of your due diligence as you look for smart and fresh plays out there in the market today. Now, to that end, I'm speaking to Hank Wang. He is the CEO of SUIC, that is SUIC Worldwide Holdings Limited. They're traded on the OTC under that ticker symbol again, SUIC. I want you to learn more about the company at their website, which is Sino United CO. That's S-I-N-O United CO.com. Of course, you can get all of this information by just visiting us here at the Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab, scroll down in alphabetical order, and you will see SUIC Worldwide Holdings. But with that, let's welcome our guest to the show. Hank, thank you so much for making time for us, and welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Hank, if you would, for those who may not be familiar with your company, let's start off with you describing your company and its business model.
SUIC Worldwide Holdings Companies targets opportunities to enhance and streamline existing supply chain and financial processes. Second, SUIC is the majority and U.S. operating shareholder of Bentley, which is planning to file S-1 for IPO this year. Third, SUIC Bentley, subsidiary IHR Group, operates 150 global chain and franchise locations under a variety of brands, planning to replicate the unique multi brand model into US.
Well, very good. And listeners, again, if you go to sinounitedco.com, you can see some of the projects and partners. You can also see some of the verticals that the company operates in, like IoT, cloud computing, mobile payment, blockchain, big data, and AI. So exciting business model to discuss today. Well, Hank, thank you very much for that summation on the business model and some of the markets that your company operates in, as well as what's going on with the upcoming S-1. So now let's talk about the management team or the team itself, whether that's board of advisors, consultants, members of the C-level executives like CFO. But you, again, are the CEO of the company and our guest today. Let's learn a little bit about yourself and any other key members you want to speak about today.
Okay. I, Hank Wang, is CEO of SUIC. I have been CEO of the IHR Group since 2018. Elena Lin is Associate CFO of SUIC. She previously served as CEO of Manga Fried Chicken. In 2015, she was recognized as one of Taiwan's top 100 managers of the year. And Elton Han is Associate CTO of SUIC. He's also currently Director of Food and Beverage Development of the IHR Group.
Outstanding. Well, now let's look at 2023, the year so far, or excuse me, 2024, the year that we've had so far. And you feel free to go back to 2023. What do you see as some of the major milestones your company's been able to achieve so far?
Okay. Last year, 2023, IHR operates a total of 150 chains and franchises store in 10 countries. And we have won multiple national culinary awards. And our clients include top e-commerce companies, global listing companies, big global chain, hotel chains, and businesses. Our products exposed to the US, Canada, UK, Australia, Japan, Hong Kong, and more countries in the Southeast Asia. 2024, in February, SUIC IHR signed a brand cooperation agreement with Taiwan's largest convenience store chain, 7-Eleven Group, potentially opening doors for more U.S. brand cooperation. Last month, SUIC and HR announced the grand opening of their fourth Manga Fried Chicken store in Hong Kong. By the way, we will open the first store in Tokyo in July. The company's fintech group has 9 revolutionary patents with several all-in-one products. It's looking to financing up to 100 million to support the revolutionary new platforms for global merchants and fried franchises.
I'm looking at the press wire, Hank, and I'm following along with everything you're saying. And listeners, I want to point out a couple of press releases then. So if you go back to Monday, February 26, 2024, you'll hear about how SUIC's iHeart signed co-branding with 7-Eleven Taiwan for that Manga Chicken multi-channel distribution in its 6,800 store chains and worldwide network. So kudos to you and your company. A lot has happened here so far just in 2024. Thank you for the milestone. For your company. Again, if you just hit that press wire, you will see so much of what Hank just spoke about and see so much of the proliferation of these different subsidiaries. And all of them, you know, seem to be in nice booming areas like fintech, like IoT, and of course, all the way down to being in retail franchises like 7-Eleven. So Hank, as the yes. CEO of the company, as you look forward in 2024 and the remaining 6 calendar months that we have roughly, what would you say are some of the operational goals you'd like to see your company achieve?
SUIC expects to significantly expand our product markets, making 2024 its best year yet. Looking forward, SUIC will continue to introduce more co-branding partners in the U.S. with other prestigious brands to expand our business. And we'd like to focus on fintech, food industry supply chain integration, global chain and franchise expansion, and other supply chain integration to enhance and streamline existing processes and establish new and exciting business models that will create revolutionary products and services. The IPO of Bannerware is another major goal. With the support of capital market, we will expand to maximize our corporate and shareholder value.
Well, and again, the news just came out this week, April 9th, 2024 is the dateline. Here's the headline, SUIC and Bennaway's USA's revolutionary B2B2C system integrates fintech solutions and inventory management, expanding marketing channels worldwide, aim $20 trillion supply chain financing market. So Bennaway's USA's IPO gains momentum as company provides services to an estimated $20 trillion global supply chain financing market. So, Hank, that's just one big piece of news, again, on this press wire. As the CEO, what stands out to you on some of the press releases your company's been able to issue this year?
Okay. Let's co-branding partnerships with 7-Eleven represent an unprecedented prospect to promote our long-term growth. Leveraging SUIC's fast-growing competitive affiliations, we are committed to offer additional value to customers in different parts of the world.
Well, again, if you visit investorbrandnetwork.com and click on the clients tab there under SUIC Worldwide Holdings Limited, you're going to find some investment considerations on the company, a full profile on the company, including the portfolio, talking about the fintech, the food industry supply chain integration, the global chain and franchise expansion, other market opportunity pieces of data. Once again, we're speaking to the CEO of the company, Hank Wang. Hank, thank you so much for your time here today at the Investor Brand Network. We expect great things from you and your company here in 2024 and well beyond. Thank you, Hank.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, for Hank Wang, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The Bell to Bell podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next-generation corporate communication solutions. Utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others, IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer.